Sabrina, welcome to the Gamers Review right here on Mornings with Mac Rapapali. Now, we have covered ground on a lot of things regarding online gaming, but mostly international. I believe that you've got some exciting news for local gamers, especially when it comes to health problems, in which many gamers are aware, but refuse to accept that spending hours on a chair can come with its own disadvantages at a later stage in life.
So something that's really cool in the local gaming scene is a company called Ogotherapy are just about to launch what they're calling the MVP of gaming chairs, the very first orthopedically approved ergonomic gaming chair in the world. And it's fully customizable, which is really cool. Things like greater comfort, greater performance, supports up to 130 kilos. They've got a 5-year guarantee. And the beauty of it is it's the first gaming chair with medical and ergonomic endorsement from the Chiropractic Association of South Africa. So you know when you're on stream for 8, 9, 10 mm-hmm. hours at night and you're sitting on something not designed to, you know, support lumbar or to support your lumbar and look after your body for long term, you're going to start feeling it. Whether you're 16, you'll eventually start feeling it now. The best thing about these chairs is that streamers all have their look and feel and their brand design, and you can fully customize the headrest and the seat back with your logo, your name, your insignia, your Epic ID, whatever you want to use. They will stitch it on for you, and there's obviously a whole range of colors that you can choose, and their website will be able to, you know, you can type in something, upload your logo, and see in real life what it will look like. So that's really cool. Ogotherapy, local company, doing big things for the currently the South African gaming community. So
yeah,
I highly suggest you go have a look at that.
So another top story making news in which I did not see this one coming. Ariana Grande will be live on Fortnite. I mean, Sabrina, come on. How does that work? And is this the first time gaming has brought in celebrities to host virtual concerts or be part of the game where they literally host a concert within the game?
Anyone who's anybody and is in the know with Fortnite this week is talking about Ariana Grande and her Rift tour that's going to be running from the 6th of August, from midnight, 6th of August to the 8th of August, doing 5 shows in total. It's not the first time that Fortnite has constructed a live events environment using real-life musicians and putting them into a Fortnite environment where people can actually watch a show in a digital situation. It's not the first time, and it's definitely not going to be the last time that games like Fortnite are doing this too. You know, obviously they want to ensure that people spend a lot of time in-game by creating new experiences continuously for their users. Just doing, you know, a normal battle royale every day, that's kind of where you are at in your daily Fortnite gaming / streaming / competitive gameplay. But they're really trying to create more exciting things. There's things like fashion shows, car races, etc. But this Friday, Ariana Grande will be performing live. And, you know, there's obviously skins involved where quite a lot of V-Bucks can be spent to get the Ariana skin. And I believe that everyone who attends the concert will also get a free Cuddly Cloud Cruiser umbrella, which you can use in-game, which will be quite cool. And, yeah.
No, wait, hold on. What is this umbrella made out of?
So that's Cuddly Cloud Cruiser umbrella that I mentioned earlier for anyone who will attend the concert will get for free is actually made out of, it's a glider that you can use, made out of the skin of a dead Cuddle commander. And, you know, the internet is saying that Hannibal Lecter would be proud if you think that you're going to glide into game on an umbrella made out of the skin of something that was once Cuddly that is no longer Cuddly. Very, very Hannibal Lecter-esque.
You see, now with everything that's happening and everything that you mentioned, Akfula Bikidom, this comes to the question that surely everyone is asking themselves. Is Fortnite a game? Is it still a game? Can I see it as a game since it's doing all of these things?
If you told me a couple of years ago that I could log on to a video game and watch a concert, I wouldn't have believed you. But here we're on, from what I remember, the fourth one. You've got Deadmau5, Marshmello, Travis Scott, and now Ariana Grande. Girl power, sisterhood, very, very, very cool.